ファイボ
ー Brenham Cubs baseball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubs game against the Princewood Mustangs is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends. The pregame is brought to you by Mattress Guys, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, Brandit Graphics, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Materials, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, DDM Pipe and Steel, Glenn College, Kegler Toyota, Greenspan Profiles, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services. We'll go out to the field and your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and for the first time in 2026, we are coming to you from Fireman's Park in Brenham, Texas. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. Home sweet home tonight for the Brenham Cubs.
I tell you what, no doubt about it, Doug. We're here in the friendly confines of Fireman's Park, and oh my gosh, thank God to the Parks Department, they got Fireman's Park looking really, really fine.
Yep, it is ready to go. Tonight, the Cubs taking on the Friendswood Mustangs. And this has come, kind of a little rivalry here in the last few years, them playing each other in non-district.
No doubt about it. What is that now? 4 years ago, we ran into each other. What is it, regional semis?
Yeah, I believe
you're right. And later on that year, and I remember this vividly, Coach Wheaton and Coach Benavides, they coached an all-star team together that summer, and they said, what do you think about us having a home-and-home series? Well, it's gone one step farther.
Yeah.
So, which is a good thing, which is a good thing.
Absolutely, and we're looking forward to seeing them again tonight. Meanwhile, we got a lot to come here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-7000.
6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
And back we come here to Fireman's Park, getting ready for the home opener for the Brenham Cubs. And Cubs coming back from the Corpus Christi tournament over the weekend, where the Cubs, they entered that tournament. And let's see, they went 3-2-1 in their six games over there, and against some really tough competition. And of course, the whole purpose, as coach has told us before, is to get the team ready for district.
Oh, no doubt about it, Doug. You brought up a great point that the Corpus Christi area for years. I mean, just year after year, there's teams down there that have good solid programs each and every year, and it was a great move by Coach Wheaton to take his team down there, get them some good exposure to some other really good teams. And that's what this non-district schedule is all about. Prepare yourself for when the season really starts. So,
yeah.
And that's that what we call the second season.
And then be more of the same tonight with Friendswood. And then coming up, the annual Brenham Alumni Tournament this weekend. And on Thursday, the Cubs are going to be playing Morton Ranch and then Willis, and then Friday against Magnolia West in Robstown, and then we'll see where they end up seating-wise for Saturday. But going to be looking at some more great competition, including some old rivalries there.
No doubt about it. I see the rivalries there. But you know what? One thing I'm going to miss. Huh? Normally, either Thursday or Friday, we play Houston Lamar.
Yeah.
And we're not playing him this year, so.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's that they have a great coach down there.
Yeah, but we'll see also too what happens with the rain. But alumni tournament always a lot of fun every year. And meanwhile, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce introduced to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
All right, as we come back here to Fireman's Park, and it's time now for the starting lineups, and those are brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management. And find a plan that works for you, give them a call for a free quote. And for the Friendswood Mustangs, leading it off will be the designated hitter, Charlie Moore. He'll be hitting for the pitcher, Jack Herncall. Batting second will be the right fielder, Noah Nelson. Batting third, the shortstop, Caden Wells. Batting fourth will be the left fielder, Landon McGuire. Batting fifth, second baseman, Ryan Chisholm. Batting sixth will be the third baseman, Caden Bowman. Batting seventh, first baseman, Peyton Resnick. Batting eighth will be the catcher, Jack Finley. And batting ninth will be the center fielder, Jackson Black. Now for your Brenham Cubs starting lineup. And leading off for the Cubs will be the shortstop, Dalton Hart. Batting second, third baseman, Owen Finke. Batting third, the right fielder, Drake Benke. Batting fourth, cleanup hitter, center fielder, Ethan Aschenbeck. Batting fifth will be tonight's starting pitcher, Luke Hardy, and Hardy will also DH. So if he were to come out of the game and somebody else come in to pitch, Hardy would still bat in that slot. Blusinega is in left field, batting sixth. Landry Mendoza is the second baseman, batting seventh. Brody Tucker will be doing the catching and hitting eighth. And batting ninth will be the first baseman, Brayden Steele. That is the lineup for Coach Benavidez and Coach Wheaton as we're continuing on with the pregame show here at Fireman's Park. And let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
Brenham Cub baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925, with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cub baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank. Local people, local decisions. Member FDIC.
All right, as we come back here to Fireman's Park, getting ready for tonight's home opener for the Brenham Cubs. And Cubs, kind of become the way Coach Wheaton's been doing the last couple of seasons, spending that whole first month on the road. And then finally now here we are March 2nd. We get our first home game and going to get a few home games under our belt with the as we were talking earlier about the alumni tournament being here this weekend.
You know what, Doug, you talk about here we are March 2nd. I was talking with a very dear friend yesterday, and I said, man, this is really crazy. We've been having March wins in February. And the lady said, Tommy, it's March the 1st. I said, yeah, it is. Oh, my God. But, you know, I just love the way Coach Wheaton does the schedule. Mm-hmm. You know, we all would like to see a home opener, but you know what? Baseball's fun in weather like this.
Oh, yeah.
when it's cold, it's just not the most sincere conditions all the time. But this is good.
Yeah.
It's a really beautiful day. It is windy, but for March, not uncommon at all.
And wind blowing out right to left, and that when we were at Blinn on Saturday, it was doing it was blowing similarly, and saw some home run derby, and we may maybe see if this will help send some balls out of here tonight.
It was more than home run derby. I mean, really. So, but it was a fun day. It was good to see the Bucks play.
Absolutely. So. And the fans are still filing in here over at Fireman's Park. Plenty of good seats if you want to come and get in here tonight and take in some baseball action. And if you can't make it, though, we're glad you're joining us here on the radio. And don't forget, tomorrow night we've got a lecture. We'll first have Cubette softball. Cubette's taking on Giddings. That's a 4:35 pregame, 5 o'clock first pitch. And then at 7 o'clock, we will be having election night returns here on KWHI. And you can find out about who's going to be our new county judge, new commissioners of Precincts 2 and 3, and our new Justice of the Peace in Precinct 2, and plus the state and national races going on as well tomorrow night. And we'll be there, and Craig and Josh will be in studio. I'll be over at the courthouse bringing you the returns. In the meantime, let's take another break, and we'll be back with another after another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
The start of tonight's game is the Brenham Cubs taking on the Friendswood Mustangs. The umpires are here. They're already out and ready to go, which is a rarity for the boys in blue, or in black tonight, I should say.
Yeah, the boys in black.
And time now for our game time weather update, and that is sponsored by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And right now we're calling for sunny. Right now we got sunny skies in Brenham, high of 80 degrees. Then tonight we're looking at an overnight low down to 66, and it is windy out there. Blowing out of the north-northwest at 11 miles an hour. And we got sunset scheduled for 6:25 tonight. No rain in the forecast. Next expected rain not until possibly Wednesday at the earliest. And then the big chance for rain this week is coming up Saturday. It's got a 75% chance. But otherwise, sunny skies today and some good weather here for some baseball tonight. And that is your game time weather update sponsored by Blinn College. And let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks softball, Brenham Cub baseball, and the Brenham Cubette softball teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Play ball!
The pregame was brought to you by Mattress Guys, Bilski Water Well Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, Brandit Graphics, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BBR Material, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, DDM Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, Greenspan Profiles, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services.
All right, we are back here at Fireman's Park. And we are just about ready for the start of the game. The Brenham Cubs now being introduced, and let's catch the rest of them with our public address announcer, Ross Schrader.
Hitter, number 19, Luke Hardy. Batting six, the right fielder, number six, Blue Sinega. Batting seven, the second baseman, number nine, Landry Mendoza. Batting eight, the catcher, number three, Brody Tucker. And batting ninth, the first baseman, number 12, Braden Steele. At this time, we ask that you please rise to honor America for the playing of our national anthem. Thank you.
All right, and we are ready to rock and roll here, and we'll have tonight's first pitch after we send you back to the studios one more time, and let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linke Welding. Visit KorthandLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
And we are back. Luke Hardy tuning it up for the Brenham Cubs here in the top of the first inning. He will be looking at the top three in the Friendswood batting order, Charlie Moore, Noah Nelson, and Caden Wells. Back behind the plate for the Cubs, Brody Tucker, right side of the infield. Braden Steele at first. Landry Mendoza at second. Left side, Dalton Hart at shortstop. And Owen Dinkey at third. Into the outfield, it's Ethan Oshabek in center, flanked and right by Drake Benke. And in left by Blusenega.
What we've seen, Doug, over the last couple of weeks, trying to find a stable person out there in left field. So.
Yeah, they've had a little carousel out there. And so they could get
that. That doesn't mean anybody's bad. No. It's just we've seen a lot of different faces. So.
Right.
It's been pretty solid in center and right. And
so Hardy ready to work to Charlie Moore, the designated hitter, leading it off here for the Mustangs. Yeah, the first pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0, and we're underway. It's straight out to 6 o'clock. Next pitch coming, and that one's a ground ball to first. Steele up with it, and he'll run to the bag, and that's out number one. And that'll bring up Noah Nelson, the right fielder.
I like that. Two pitches, one out.
Exactly. And I want to let everybody at home know you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM, K269GU 101.7 FM in Brenham, and of course across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com and the KWHI app for your smartphone. And Nelson, left-hand batter this time, steps in there. And he sends this one a high fly ball, foul over to the left side. So they got given a look, but it was well out of play. And next pitch coming from Hardy. And that one's a ground ball to second. Mendoza up with it. Easy play over to Steele at first, and that's two away.
Friendswood shortstop, number two, Caden Wells.
You know what I've noticed on Friendswood's jerseys, and I love that. On the left shoulder, left arm, American flag. Right arm, Texas flag.
I like that. Yeah, that, I see, that. I
love
I see
it.
That now. Yeah, that is cool.
I'm going to have to tell Coach Benavides that, man. Great job.
And pitches a strike call, 0-1. Yeah, they're wearing black jerseys tonight, so it actually brings that out even
better.
Oh,
it really brings it out. I mean, I picked that up right away. This is wonderful.
Yeah, swung out and missed, 0-2. Hardy bringing the heat. And swung out and missed. Got him on strikes. And a 1-2-3 inning for Hardy. And three up and three down. What a relief coming to Brenham National Bank. And get financial relief. They made banking fun. Member FDIC. On to the bottom of the first inning. No score here at Fireman's Park. back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Haul Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture, call 979-337-4285.
Pooltex, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit EasyWellShed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
And back we come here to Fireman's Park, and left-hander Jack Herncall warming it up. And he'll be looking at the top three in the Cup batting order, Dalton Hart, Owen Fickey, and Drake Fitke. And tell me, you were just noticing a little change in the coaching boxes out there.
I'm telling you, Coach pulled one on us now. Coach Wheaton, normally down at third base and third base coaching box, he's now at first base, and Coach Spivey is over at third base.
Huh.
Very interesting.
Kind of curious about that. Herncall warming it up. And back behind the plate is Landon Finkley. Yeah, right side of the infield, Peyton Resnick at first, Ryan Chisholm at second. Left side, Caden Wells at short, Caden Bowman at third base. And then the outfielders from left to right, Landon McGuire, Jackson Black, and Noah Nelson.
Leading off the bottom of the first, Brenham Cubs shortstop number two, Dalton Hart.
And it's a Hart stepping here, lefty-on-lefty matchup. And first pitch to Hart is up high for a ball. It's 1-0.
Picked up something on Dalton Hart. Powder blue batting gloves.
Huh. And pitch is a strike. 1-1. And he pops this one up. And third baseman calling for it. And making the grab is Caden Bowman for out number one. And that'll bring up Owen Finke now. Finke, a right-handed batter.
Third baseman number eight, Owen Finke.
Infielders playing in its corners. And that one taken outside for a ball. It's 1-0. In the screen there, one ball and one strike.
I'd like to see the group that are a little out of tune on the tomahawk chop. How did they pick that up in the Cub game?
I don't know. And the pie for a ball, 2-1. Especially since neither of these are Indian-themed teams.
Not anywhere near Native Americans.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think he takes a strike, and it's 2-2.
Pretty lively fastball there.
Yeah. Burn call. Kicks in, brings it. And outside of ball, it's a full count, 3-2 on Pinky.
Doug, I feel quite certain I recognize his name. We saw him either last year or the year before.
That very well could be. And pitch and Pinky swings and misses. He's down on strikes for out number two. And that'll bring up Drake Pinky.
Burnham Cub right fielder, number 22, Drake Pinky.
And pitch, up high for a ball, it's 1-0. And outside for a ball, 2-0.
Showing a little respect to Drake Pinky.
That one in there for a strike, hands 2-1.
Came a little different pitch there. Looked like a slider.
And that one up high for a ball. It's 3-1 now on Pinky. Trying to get on base here with 2 outs and nobody on in front of him. Come on, Jack. And pitch. Up and in ball four, and Pinky will draw the walk. And that's going to bring up Ethan Eisenbeck.
Room Cup center fielder, number four, Ethan Eisenbeck.
Somebody stepping in here. And takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. And bounces up there at ball. 1-1 count.
I heard a crazy rumor, Doug.
Okay.
He may set out football in the fall. I hope that's not true.
Me as well.
I hope that's a major rumor.
And strike called. 1-2.
Came with curveball again, and Bob broke it right on that outside corner.
Pinky taking his lead at third. At first. He's going. Swung on a miss, and Ashbeck down on strikes to retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We've got our first inning in the books. No score with the Cubs and the Friendswood Mustangs. And back with inning number two after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West...
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up, Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
All right, no score here in the top of the second inning between the Brenham Cubs and the Friendswood Mustangs. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And it's Landon McGuire to lead things off. Yeah, first pitch from Hardy. Taking it outside for a ball. It's 1-0. It'll be McGuire, followed by Chisholm, and then Bowman in the inning. And that one's ground ball to second. Mendoza up with it. Takes another big hop. Fires on the first. And that's one down.
Friendswood, second baseman number 4, Ryan Chisholm.
Long look in, and the pitch from Hardy is just missing a ball. It's 1-0. Next pitch, up and in a ball. 2-0 count on Chisholm. Strike called.
Oh, nice pitch there right on that outside corner. Down the lower part of the strike zone. Ow.
And that one is in the field. Base hit. So they overcut it off and gets it back in a hurry to hold him to a long single.
Hey, good job by Senega, whatever it is.
Friends with third baseman number 10, Caden Bowman.
The one-out single by Chisholm that brings up Caden Bowman. Bowman steps in, right-hand batter, right-hand pitcher Hardy.
Wow.
And he sends this one a high fly ball backtracking. And that's off the wall. They will get it back in. It was over in the right. That one landed over in right center. And for the Cubs, Benke and Oshabek went to get it. Oshabek picked that up, a burst, and tossed it right back in.
Doug, I was going to make a comment about that hitter. He had that aluminum bat the same color as a wood bat. That I've never seen about.
Me neither. And Peyton Resnick, the batter now.
Ball hit really well. One hop against the wall there. We'll call it right center field.
And takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. No score yet. We're in the top of the second inning. One out. Friendswood threatening. And Lucardi. And taken for a ball, 1-0, or 1-1 rather. Next delivery. That one is going to be a chopper. Mendoza going to look the runner back.
Oh, he got him.
Still got him at first. That was nearly bad, but a good recovery there by Landry.
Great point, Doug. Good job there by Landry. Bobble the ball. I think what he did there for just a second, he looked over to third base, checked the runner, and then he bobbled the ball. But great recovery, got the runners first.
And that makes it two outs down. The runners move up to second and third. as Landon Finkley comes up. And he swings and misses 0-1. And pitch taken for a ball.
Brody Tucker keeping the runner at third, honest. Mm-hmm.
And bounce up there, gets away, not enough for the runners to come home.
Oh, great job there by Brody, getting back there quickly.
Two balls, one strike, two outs. Runners at second and third.
Not near the real estate like it is at Blinn.
For a strike, 2-2. And it just needs one more to get out of this inning. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Foul back into the screen. That'll hold it at 2-2. Finkley, foul away again.
I've gotten real familiar with Friendswood, Doug.
Yeah.
The Friendswood area. My granddaughter's been playing in volleyball tournaments down there.
Oh, okay.
Ow.
And that one is going to get past Dottie Landry, and that's going to score two. It's a two-run double for Finkley. Makes it 2-0 in favor of Coastal Bend.
Tell you what, ball, he got a pitch that he liked. He had a hard shot right up the middle.
Now batting for the Mustangs, center fielder number 26, Jackson Black.
Two outs now. One runner aboard.
Oh, nice pitch.
Yep, got a strike out of Black there. He was trying to get him to chase one and barely got a piece of the bat. He was checking just enough and threw another one in there right away and called him out. Throw back. Yes. He's in there.
Tell you what, another really good pitch there by Luke Hardy. Knee high on that outside corner.
Mm-hmm. All strikes, that'll end the inning. They do come up with two runs on three hits. There were no errors and two left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Friendswood 2, Brenham 1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friend.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham.
Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
And on we go to the bottom of the second inning. And Hernco out there working with the lead now, as the Friendswood Mustangs have taken a 2-0 lead on the Brenham Cubs. And for the Cubs, it'll be Luke Hardy, Blue Sinega, and Landry Mendoza to bat.
Leading off the bottom of the second, Brenham Cub pitcher number 19, Luke Hardy.
And pitch coming to Hardy, bounced up there a ball. And Hardy pops this one up. Even chase, and the wind's going to take it back, and it drops in for a hit. Looks like the fielders got fooled on that one, Tommy.
You know what I think happened? Number one, second baseman, I feel quite certain, he misjudged the ball. The right fielder was coming in, and if he's coming in that hard, it's right fielder's call, and it fell right in between them. So I can write the book on that one. I'll tell you that story one day. I still haven't forgotten that.
And Blue Sinega, the batter, takes outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And next pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Or one ball and one strike, excuse me. Two balls and a strike. Runner back in, Hardy leaning a little bit, but not much.
I love it. I felt maybe they'd have a courtesy run for Luke, but I like it.
They're going to let him go.
Stay on the field.
Following him. Sinega there. Mendoza next.
I like that. Blue backing up Landry a little bit. You're getting a little bit too close.
And a pot for a ball. 3-2.
Come on, Jack.
And throw over, run it back in safely.
Doug, I have to bring this up. I love this. You know, we're so accustomed to seeing Blue on the football field kicking those field goals and extra points. Hey, I love this two-sport guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that one wide drive foul hit on the top of the netting over the batting cage. And that'll hold the count at 3-2.
Guess what, Doug? Mm-hmm. First one.
Ah, on the way there. All our first train of the season. Up, oh, yeah, I hear it now.
I tell you what, if you don't hear a train, you're not a fireman spot. Because you're good, sooner or later, you're going to hear a train.
And throw back runner in easily. Hard not lead it very far. There's our first train.
I saw the lights down the track. And now we get the noise.
And throw over runner back in easily.
I tell you what, I like it.
Yeah.
Three foul offs in a row for Blue.
Yeah, he's hanging tough in there. Swung and a miss, and then catch a tag on him. That's at number one. But give Blue credit, he battled.
No, he did battle him, and I tell you what, Hercall came in there with a curveball and got him a little off balance. But good job by Blue battling.
And now the ring of Landry Mendoza.
Second baseman, number nine, Landry Mendoza.
And that one, the pie for a ball, it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Runner at first, 1-0. And fouled away there by Mendoza. Brody Tucker waiting on deck. Not really going anywhere. And the pitch. Big breaking ball is taken, and it's 2-1.
Came a breaking ball again, and just hung outside, just didn't bring it across the plate.
That went one high pop foul. Another foul ball.
Doug, you notice that? Two school buses? Am
yeah.
I seeing that right?
Uh-huh.
Man, how many players they bring? Jeepers. And those are big schools.
Yeah, well, I mean, they got a big area in there, press box over there. I'm going to ring him up. That's 3-2. One out.
Man, the way I saw Blue move that time, the man in black.
Yep.
I thought he was going to ring him up.
Roll over, runner back in.
That train was like the one I met the other day, Doug, at the track.
Miss. Dead got him on strike. Mendoza took a big rip. It came up empty. That was just nothing but cheese there.
What, Hercule came with good lively fastball in the upper part of the strike zone, and Landry couldn't catch up to it.
Burnham Cub catcher number 3, Burley Tucker.
Tura. And gets away, running a move up on the wild pitch.
Had a little chat with Brody before the game. I like that young guy. Mm-hmm. Got a good firm handshake.
Yeah.
Big smile on his face.
Yeah.
Hey, baseball player is supposed to have a smile on
yeah.
his face.
People forget a lot of times that this game is supposed to be fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a game, man. It's a fun game.
One ball, no strikes. Curtin with the check of the base runner. It brings it in there for a strike. 1-1 now.
I grew up watching the game of the week, and, man, they were all out there laughing, smiling. Now sometimes they want to get in a boxing match.
Yep. And pitch swung and missed. He's taking a long time out there on the hill. And that one is going to be set up the middle. And they're not going to have a play. And Tucker beats it out.
One of those slow liners hit up the middle. And second baseman got a hand on it, backhanding it. But
pinch running for the Cubs. Number 10, Caleb Maurer.
Caleb Maurer,
now
Doug.
For the Cubs,
and he's out as well. Now we're going to run for Tucker. Ticking for a strike on one. Long again.
Ooh.
That one just missed it. It's getting awfully close. Since 66.
I tell you what, big breaking pitch there, Doug. It actually did catch Braden a little off balance.
Strikes, and so after the leadoff walk, the pitcher Hemkow struck out 3 in a row, and in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on. And we move along to the top of the third inning, and it is currently Brenham 3 and. Friendswood nothing. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sponsor, from the Sports Friends.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at teglertoyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County. Don's Appliance Services, fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
All right, as we come back here, we are heading to the top of the fourth inning, and top of the third inning, and right now the Brenham Cubs trailing the Friendswood Mustangs 2-0. And we're going to go back up to the top of their batting order with Charlie Moore. They'll be followed by Noah Nelson and Caden Wells. And take it for a strike and quickly 0-2.
Hey, Doug, good luck on the election tomorrow night. I hope you're not there till midnight.
Yeah. And then that goes for me, Josh, and Craig, too.
Yeah. All three of you guys, good luck. Yeah, so.
Strike called there. And it was going to button pull to that bat to where it's safe on his shoulder. And pitch. Oh, he wanted to ring him up on that. Tucker was ready to fire it on, and the umpire said no. And it's 2-2.
It had to be low.
That's the only thing I can think of. No one inside.
Come on, Luke. Don't lose him now.
Strike called. Great pitch there. What a battle there with Luke Hardy and Charlie Moore there. And now that'll bring up Noah Nelson.
Great pitch there by Luke on the outside corner. Just froze him.
And next pitch coming. And strike call. 0-1 count.
I like what I'm seeing out of Hardy. On left-handed hitters, batters working outside corner, right-handed hitters working outside corner.
And that one will pop up over to the left side, and Hart and Pinky giving chase, but that's well out of play.
I was on my walk this morning, Doug.
Yep.
Someone stopped, and we got a compliment. We had a listener.
Oh, okay. And that one, fly ball out to left field. Left fielder charging. And makes the grab. Makes the grab for out number two.
Shortstop number two, Caden Wells.
And that little hard shot foul. Nice play there by Coach Spivey.
Woo! What?
That's the Friendswood coach. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's Friendswood's coach.
I'm getting my innings crossed.
Nice play.
Yeah, still good. Coach Benavidez, good play there.
Yeah. What a play. Still got it.
Mm-hmm. took it for a ball.
Once a player, always a player.
Oh, yeah.
One way or the other.
And another foul ball. And it's 1-2.
Luke ahead in the count again.
And the 1-1. Foul away. One ball and two strikes. Trying to retire the sign here. Swing on his fingers. And got him again. And so that is a three up and three down inning once again for Luke Hardy. And three up and three down. Way to go for the National Banks. The way to go for the best banking products in town. Member of the FDIC. And we head to the bottom of the third inning. Friends would lead this one 2-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center. 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stagett Tielemann Plumbing. Your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
As we come back here, and leading off the top of the inning for the Brenham Cubs is Dalton Hart. And fair ball down the line. Hart digging for two. And he is in there with a stand-up double. That's a way to lead off an inning.
I'm telling you, that's exactly what we wanted.
And now that'll bring a Bo and Finke. I'm still looking for the first run. Milling this one here 2-0 in the bottom of the third.
Owen Finke.
And that one fouled back into the screen, and it's 0-1.
Well, I tell you what, Dalton hit that thing, it bounced right on the line.
Yeah. And time is gone. The pitcher hurt Gall taking a little too much time there, and so think he's gonna step out on him. And he takes outside for a ball. 1-1 on Owen Finke. You know, I didn't think to look. Well, of course, we got here pretty early. As if they got the new programs out yet.
You know what? They were not there. We were here early. I'm gonna check on that.
And pitch is a strike called. 2-1.
If they were, I'm sure Ross would have it.
Yeah.
And Ross did not have it.
Oh, okay. Might be waiting for the tournament this weekend. One taken for a ball. And it's 3-1. Cubs trying to get the Hearn call here. And that one is ball four, and Benke will draw the walk. That'll put two aboard now and bring up Drake Benke, who's been on a hot streak lately. Benke walked last time up.
Drake Benke.
But his bat caught fire when they were down in the Corpus tournament. And now a couple of ducks on the pond to try to get a hit here and tie this one up.
Percal's put himself in a situation here.
Two on, nobody out.
Infield a double play depth, though.
Come on, Jack. Get a ground ball.
All right, I think he takes the lead. And Benke takes a big rip and fouls that one back. Pitch taken for a ball. 1-1 count. And that one is a high fly ball back. Off the wall. Here comes Hart, and the others are going to have to hold up because they didn't know. And he is safe. Hart sliding that throw. The throw there almost had him. And it goes as a long RBI single for Benke. He crushed that one, and Coach Benavita is not making the call from the home plate umpire. And Dalton Hart just made the first run of the game. And the first run of the game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And now Ethan Oshenbeck coming up as the lead is now down to 2-1, 2-1, and still nobody out here in the bottom of the third.
Well, that was a long single, and yeah. I think he didn't get to third either, so.
Yeah, that one up high, ball 1-0. Oshenbeck struck out his first time up. Yeah. Let's see if he can come through here with a hit and try to tie this one up.
Hercall's got himself in a predicament here.
They're not even holding the runners on. Squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back, and he'll take ball two. First baseman's playing off the bag, Shingen. Benke's got a huge lead over there at first. That one inside a ball, and it's 3-0.
You know what, Doug? This is not uncommon.
Nope.
We always have a battle with friends with.
Yeah.
It's That's what makes it fun.
Absolutely. And strike call. It's 3-1 now. Check the swing and field the first. First base umpires is no swing. And that is going to load the bases now. And bring up Luke Hardy. And Coach Benavidez into the hill. Having a word with his players. Friends will lead this one 2-1 over the Cubs, but Cubs threatening here in the third. Luke Hardy to step in here. Hardy singled his first time up.
From pitcher number 19, Luke Hardy.
Hardy with a chance to help himself with the bat here. Yeah, Binky at third, Benke at second, Aschenbeck at first.
Luke with a single his last at bat.
Yeah, swings and misses the fastball, 0-1. Swings and misses, and it's quickly 0-2.
I'll tell you what, he came with two fastballs down at the knees, shaded toward the outer part of the plate. Luke couldn't catch up to it.
And outside for a ball, 1-2. Called Luke, and Luke not happy with that call. But he's one of those cases, he's got to keep his mouth shut because he'll want that pitch in the next inning.
No. Great point.
Yeah, that brings up Luis Zuniga now.
Luis Zuniga.
Bases still remain loaded out, number one.
First baseman shaded in. Third baseman kind of halfway. Shortstop second baseman playing deep.
And swung and a miss. And it's 0-1.
Came a curveball caught, blew off balance. Just couldn't catch up to the curveball.
Pitches a ball.
Kind of cruising along, Doug, and now we've got a little bit longer in it.
Yeah. And this one back to the pitcher, and he's going to no play at home. The street, and he was off of the track of the bat. The pitcher picked it up and realized he didn't have a play. When he turned to first, he dropped the ball. And so with that, we are all tied up with Landry Mendoza to bat.
Brenham Cove second baseman, number 9, Landry Mendoza.
That was one of those slow hoppers, and he got off the mound as quick as he could. He just couldn't field it properly.
I'm taking for a ball. Get a ground ball. That one on the pie for a ball. 2-0. Throw back, and he's safe in there at second.
Oh, he's got himself in a predicament now.
And they're trying to see if they can get Usher
walk himself and run in.
Yeah. Strike called. It was 3-1. Kind of a delayed call there. Bases are loaded, only one out. Cubs trying to strike while the iron's hot. And he fouls that one off his kneecap.
Ow.
That's never pleasant.
That one will still sting tomorrow.
And time is called. Coach Pipe, we're going to check out Mendoza, make sure he's okay. One thing we know about Landry, he's a gamer. He wants to be in there.
You notice the umpire? Okay, Coach, it's time to get back in the box.
Yeah. And ball four. Mendoza draws the walk, and that will bring in Benke. And everybody moves up the extra base. And now that'll bring in Brody Tucker.
Catcher number 3, Brody Tucker.
And Tucker pops this one foul. First baseman over, and it's going to be out of play. A one count. Caught on the next pitch, and it's 0-2. Next pitch taken for ball, 1-2. Ball, 2 strikes on Tucker. And just missing a ball. 2-2.
Pretty good curveball there by Herkall, just a little bit low.
I mean, really, the whole time that he's had good moving on his pitches, just to. Cubs have jumped on it, and it fouled away. Hitting on top of the roof of the press box here.
Yeah, Benke being a left-handed hitter, hit that opposite field ball off the wall. And that's really tough with a wind like we have today. It's going to dance on you out there.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Dr. Carlos Allen's not happy with that call at all. And now Coach Benavidez is coming out as Brayden Steele is the scheduled batter. We are going to have a pitching change.
Oh, what is this all about?
And so with the pitching change, we will send you back to the studios. And we're all tied up here 2-2. We'll send you back to the studios. And let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
J&A Roofing. Experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
All right, as we come back here, we've got a new pitcher out there for the Friendswood. Friends of Mustangs.
23.
That would be Patrick Byrd. Patrick Byrd coming on in relief. And he'll be looking at Brayden Steele. Steele will be batting with the bases loaded. Got Aschenbeck at third, Senega at second, Mendoza at first.
Heck of a situation to come in on.
Yeah. Comes and batted around this ending, or this inning.
Brim Cup first baseman, number 12, Brayden Steele.
Trying to figure this one out with the bases full, you know, a little respect for Brayden Steele. He wanted, coach wanted the righty-righty combination.
Still swung and missed, 0-1.
Bird came with knee-high fastball right down the pipe.
Popped that one up and foul again. And it's here 0-2.
Well, that's called quick two strikes.
Yeah. Strikes.
Bird came with high fastball trying to get Brayden to go for a pitch out of the strike zone. Good job.
Runners take the leads. Strike three called, and that is it. In the inning, though, the Cubs do come back and tie this one up with. Or actually take the lead on this one. Cubs now lead it 3-2. And three runs on, let's see, two hits and an error. And bases left loaded. We go to the fourth inning. Cubs lead up 3-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil. On FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Exceptional driver training. Building confident drivers, one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you. Small enough to want to.
And we move on to the top of the fourth inning. And Luke Hardy with the strike call there. Hardy looking at Landon McGuire, Ryan Chisholm, and Caden Pullman.
Strike two.
Therefore, strike.
Ooh, nice pitch there by Luke. Knee high on that outside corner on the left-handed hitting McGuire.
And outside for a ball. Pop foul over to the left side, past the third base dugout. Players have to give a look, and that's over the back fence.
Got it.
Swing and miss, got him on strikes. Another punch out for Hardy tonight. That's his fifth strikeout. And that'll bring up Brian Chisholm. Swing and a miss. And it's just 0-1 count.
Luke got a lead. Now he may get in a rhythm.
Yeah. And another strike, and it's 0-2. And swing and miss, got him on strikes. Six strikeouts total. That's now he's now struck out three in the last. Are now starting out the last three in a row.
Third baseman, number 10,
Caden Bowman. Bowman doubles his first time up.
Changes the picture a little bit when you got a lead.
Yep, it certainly does. Swing and missed. And it's 0-1. Pitch is a strike, and it's 0-2. That one, a high fly ball. And it's going to get in there for a hit. And so ball on the board, and that'll bring up Peyton Resnick.
Turns with first baseman number 9, Peyton Resnick.
And that one smashed into right field for a hit. Vicky over to get it. And throws it back in. Back-to-back singles, and on that play, Ballman, who was running, went first to third. Now puts himself in as the tying run just 90 feet away. And that'll bring up Landon Pinkley.
Friendswood catcher number one, Landon Pinkley.
Hardy trying to hold him here. That pitch outside for a ball.
Well, nice stop there by Brody Tucker.
Taken as a strike.
Tell you what, good lively fastball there by Luke. Knee high on that outside corner.
Foul ball down the right field line, landed over in the bullpen area.
Those are the scary ones, Doug, when you're a right-handed hitter and then that lazy fly ball hit it toward the right field foul line. Oh, yes.
Appeal.
Oh.
Umpires in the swing.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so the count will be 2-2. Cubs leading this one 3-2.
Right here. Come on, Landis. Back up the middle pitch.
Strike three called, and that will retire the side. In the end, no runs. There were two hits, no errors, and two left on. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Hawley, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food. Good times, Lone Star Southern Grill.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Nevere, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
And as we come back now, it's time for our Whataburger recap. Brought to you by Whataburger in Brenham, 2801 Highway 36 South. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. And the scoring got started by Friendswood as they put up a couple of runs in the second inning off of a single by Ryan Chisholm, and then an RBI double by Caden Coleman, and then another double by Landon Pinkley. Cubs come back in the top, in the bottom of the third with three runs. Dalton Hart leading off with a double. Owen Finke with a walk. Greg Benke an RBI single. And then an error. And then later Mendoza drawing a bases loaded walk. And that's where we stand right now. Cubs in front 3-2. And in the bottom of this inning. And we are going to... Dalton Hart leading off, and he's going to smack this one.
Oh, nice play there by the left fielder.
Yeah. over to the left fielder, and he makes the grab for out number one. Hart gave it a good. He hit the ball really well. Just was right at, just right in that vicinity there.
So a great play, Doug. He had hit a hard liner. It was one of those sinking liners. Left fielder came in and made a good play.
And so Owen Finke batting now. Finke walked and scored his last time up. And pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Just past the halfway mark of the ball game. And in there for a strike, 0-2.
Tell you what, one thing about Bird, he doesn't waste any time.
No, he does not.
Ow.
And strike three called on Finke. Bird, that's his second strikeout, and now brings up Drake Benke. And he's got a single on the walk. Also an RBI and a run scored.
Tell you what, Doug, that was three straight pitches of pure heat.
Yes, they were, and now let's see what Benke can do with Bird here. And that one up high for a ball. And he sends this one. High fly ball. And left fielder makes the grab for out number three. So in the inning, there were no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we played through four. Cubs lead it 3-2 over Friendswood. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania Insurance Agents at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
As we come back, it's the top of the fifth inning. And for the Friendswood Mustangs, they'll be sending Jackson Black, Charlie Moore, and Noah Nelson against Luke Hardy.
Leading off the top of the fifth, Friendswood center fielder, number 26, Jackson Black.
Black struck out his first time around against Hardy. Pitch is dialed away. 0-1 count. Next pitch taken is ball 1-1. And that one foul away back behind us. One ball and two strikes. And that one popped up in the air and another foul ball.
I'm listening for a thump.
Oh. I was wondering what you were doing.
Yeah, I'm listening for a thump.
And missed. And look, it's another strikeout for Harding. And I think I got eight.
Let me count again. I thought I had seven. I didn't miss one, did I? I got seven.
Oh, let's see. I got eight.
Let me look again. Oh, got it. I missed one.
Oh, yeah. And that one
goes right.
Scooped through for a base hit for Moore. And now Noah Nelson, the batter.
I had it down. I just didn't count it. You're right. Good.
And that one is the ball one, no? Run it back in easily.
Oh, my goodness.
Gap.
He's going to run for a while.
And it's going to be an RBI double by Nelson. Opposite field, and
it hit right on the line, Doug.
And so that will tie it at 3-3. Senega did all he could to get over there, but that would just roll that line all the way down.
I tell you what, when it hits right on the line like that, it's going to kick in that left field corner. And
Caden Wells, the batter, he struck out twice against Hardy.
We know why now why Moore's a leadoff hitter.
Yeah. And that pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. From Hardy outside for a ball. Great stop there by Tucker to keep that one from going to the backstop.
Here comes Coach Spivey.
He's going to have a word with Hardy. Tell, do we have any bullpen activity down there?
We got the youngsters in there right now.
The future Cubs.
The future Cubs.
All right.
I checked that to be sure. I thought I saw the little guys, and then I thought I saw a catcher, but it's all the little guys.
Okay. Didn't know if Coach Bobby was maybe trying to buy time for somebody or not, but they are sticking with Hardy.
Oh, that's got to be Senega. There you go.
And it makes the grab. Great play there by Blue to run that one down.
Tell you what, ball hit on the nose. Good job by Senega.
Redwood left fielder, number 3, Landon McGuire.
Especially use that speed to get over there, because if that thing drops in, we've got a tie.
That's another run.
Or they'll be in front again. And so McGuire, the batter now. Yeah. Pitch taken for a strike in zone one.
Knee high, caught that outside corner.
Yeah, time is called. Tucker going to go out and have a word with Hardy. Oh, one count. We're all tied up at 3-3 here. Top of the fifth inning.
Not really surprising, is it?
No. Anytime these two teams play, it's usually a close game.
Yes.
Dead strike called. Good pitch there by Hardy. Corner there. Umpire didn't give it to him. Though.
Just a little low, I think.
One and two. Runner at second, two down. Swung and a miss. And Tucker will fire on down to first to complete the strikeout. And that'll retire the side. But in the inning, Brentwood does come up with one run on two hits. There were no errors and one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. And we're all tied up at 3-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
And we move along here to the bottom half of the fifth inning. And Patrick Burt's still out on the hill. And he'll be looking at Ethan Oshenbeck, Luke Hardy, and Bruce Inaga. We're all tied three apiece.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth, Burnham Cup center fielder number four, Ethan Oshenbeck.
Oshenbeck walked his last time up. And the pitch. Takes inside for a ball. It's 1-0. And next pitch coming. Oshenbeck pops that one over to the left side. And that is going to go foul out of play. And that one taken for a strike, 1-2.
Another lively fastball from Bird.
Missed, and he's down on strikes. Oshenbeck tried to hold up, but couldn't.
Wasn't going to happen.
That's another ring of Luke Hardy, and Hardy a chance to help himself out with a bat if he can get aboard here.
Pitcher, number 19, Luke Hardy.
And Hardy fouls that one away. And Hardy sends this one in the hole at short. Shortstop fires on the first and gets him by a step. And that's two down.
Tell you what, Doug, that was one of those slow hoppers. Shortstop come charging all the way. Loved it and made the strong throw to first.
Yeah, Caden Wells, the throw to Peyton Resnick. And so two down now. I'm going to bring in Blue Sinega. Trying to get something going for the Cubs.
Tell you what, Sinega was part of that last inning, helping us get a run.
And there's a pitch upstairs for a ball. It's 1-0. And he sends that one in the hole, and that is going to get through for a base hit. And Sinega's aboard.
Well, a nice piece of hitting there. Blue got a pitch that he liked, hit it right back up the middle out of the reach of the shortstop.
Now that'll bring up Landry Mendoza.
From second baseman number 9, Landry Mendoza.
And takes the first pitch for a strike going one. Mendoza drew a bases loaded walk his last time up. And pitch outside of ball. Walked in the dirt there. 1-1. We're checking on the runner. And Mendoza sends up one. Oh, what a play there by the third baseman.
What a play.
Fires on to first. That was Gabe Bowman to rob Mendoza of a hit. What would have been an extra base hit. So in the inning, no runs. One hit, no errors, one left on. And we go to the top of the sixth inning. Still tied 3-3, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
All right, as we head to the top of the sixth inning, Brenham Cubs 3, Friendswood Mustangs 3. Luke Hardy out for inning number 6. We'll be looking at Ryan Chisholm, Kate Bowman, and Peyton Resnick. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Fireman's Park. Finally, the home opener for the Cubs, and it's been a dandy tonight.
be a week of baseball at Fireman's Park.
Yeah, we're going to be in addition tonight. We'll be here Thursday, Friday, or Thursday and Friday. Now, Saturday, we're just going to do Buccaneer softball, but we'll definitely be here Friday and or Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, we'll get a look at those Blinn Lady Bucks.
Yeah. They've been on a tear lately. And pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. And hit him.
Ow, 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 ow.
Almost got him on the shoulder. And so Chisholm will take the walk down to first. Coach is going to come check on him, make sure he's okay.
We have to have it, Doug.
Huh?
Hip batter.
Yep. Oh, yeah, because we hadn't had one yet tonight. We almost made it through. For the sixth inning, we almost made it through without one, but no such luck.
It's been a regular here of late.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Luke's got a little zip on the ball. Mm-hmm. I feel sorry for that young man because it does hurt.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. He's going to be feeling that one for a couple of days.
Oh, I do. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's part of the game. It is part of the game.
Yeah.
I just hope the young man's not hurt too bad.
Yeah.
He's a player, Doug.
Yep.
I'm going to stay in there.
Yep. And so.
Tomorrow's hand will look like a mushroom.
Yeah.
Friends with third baseman number 10, Caden Bowman.
There's Caden Bowman, the batter. He's been on base both times with a double and a single. Squares away to bunt.
Oh,
puts
goodness,
a good one down. Pinky up with it. Fires to first. Gets the out.
Tell you what, perfect bunt, though, Doug.
Yeah, Pinky doing the smart thing, going to first, get the out, and make sure you get an out somewhere on the play.
That's the main thing, got the out at first.
And now Peyton Resnick, the first baseman, will bat.
Tell you what, that's the type of game we have. Coach Benavides pulling all the strings, playing percentage baseball.
And that one in the hole, second. Mendoza up with it, throws to first, gets out number two. On the play, though, Chisholm moves over to third. And now the go-ahead run just 90 feet away with Landon Pinkley, the catcher, coming up. All tied up 3-3, Hardy. Pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. That's good. Swung on and missed. Good velocity there by Luke Hardy.
Good lively fastball. Got him to go for that up strike in the upper strike zone.
And that one, they bounced it over the charge, throw to first, got him! What a play by Dalton Hart!
Nice play.
And so in that inning, no runs. I mean, we go back to that play, Hart. I mean, that way that ball was just bouncing, and Hart caught it, and they had to fire rocket in there to get Finkley and got him at first.
Caught it perfectly on that high hop and the hard throw to first. Just got him by step.
And so we head now to the bottom of the sixth, tied 3-3, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh-cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham. Complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Vasquez Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
And back we come here, and for the Cubs in the bottom of the sixth inning, we got Brody Tucker, Braden Steele, and Dalton Hart. Yes. Bird comes out for another inning of work.
Six, Brody Cub catcher, number three, Brody Tucker.
And Tucker sends it. That's a line, fair ball. And see, Tucker is looking. He's going to stick with the single there. As the left fielder got over there pretty quick. And we're going to get a courtesy runner.
I'm looking at that jog. That's
pitching for the Cubs, number 10, Caleb Maurer.
Yeah, that's Maurer.
That's Caleb Maurer running.
Number 12, Braden Steele.
Yeah, it's now Braden Steele, the batter. And squares away to bunt. Bunt's a good one up the first base side.
That's going
to
be a base hit.
He's going to beat it out for a hit. He put that one in no man's land where the pitcher, in between the pitcher, the second baseman, and the first baseman, and still beats it out for a hit. And so now the Cubs with two on and nobody out.
I had base hit on that one all the way, Doug. It was absolutely a perfect bunt by Braden Steele. And you said it perfectly, in no man's land. That's as good as it gets.
And now back to the top of the Cup batting order with Dalton Hart. Hart made that fantastic play to get the Cubs out of that last inning. It's taken for a strike in zone one.
Good, great opportunity here for the Cubs to take the lead.
Burch McMillan, runner, and pitch inside for a ball. Got Maurer at second, Steele at first. And that one sent out the center. Center fielder going back.
He misjudged it.
Yeah, it got over his head, and Maurer is going to be held up at third. They had to go back because they didn't know if the ball was going to be caught or not. And so the bases are loaded now. Nobody out for Owen Finke. And with the bird now for the first time in the game, really in trouble here. And now here comes Coach Benavidez.
I think center field misjudged it, Doug.
Yeah.
Ball was hit high enough. He had plenty of time to get under it. He kind of gradually, slowly went back on it. And it just, with that wind, it just carried on him.
And they are sticking the bird here. Base is loaded. Nobody out.
Coach Benavides reminds me of Coach Hart over at Blinn.
Oh.
Got that slow, deliberate walk.
Yeah. And that one, shortstop, gets it, throws home, gets the fourth play.
Nice play by the shortstop.
Caden Wells with the throw home. So fielder's choice, and Bowers erased from 6-2, and that's one out. Now it brings up Drake Benke. On the play, Steele moves over to third. Hart the second, Pinky now on a burst. And this is who you want up there in this situation. That's the pitch for a strike. Brenham fans not happy with that goal.
Not the man behind the play, but I thought it was a little low. But
next pitch, taken for a ball, and it's 1-1.
Tell you what, short and second, they're playing double play depth. Tell you what, Doug, they're giving Benke a hole on the right side.
And he sends this one high.
On.
And it's a grand slam! Drake Benke!
He got a pitch in the wheelhouse and drove it.
Absolutely tattooed that one. And Benke fired up the fans and he comes in and he'll step on the pay station. And the Cubs have taken a 7-3 lead.
Is that 5 RBIs for Benke?
Yes, it is. RBI single earlier, and now a grand slam for Drake Benke. Now Ethan Aschenbeck, the batter.
Well, that makes it easy for Hardy to go out in the seventh.
Yeah. And that one. Inside, Aschenbeck takes for a ball 1-0.
I'll tell you what, he just got a pitch a little bit high in the strike zone, and it was right in there, right in the wheelhouse.
Pitch is a strike, 1-1 now on Aschenbeck. And outside of ball, 2-1. And takes outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Yeah, strike call, 2-2.
Br- Bird won't sleep well tonight.
No. And ball four. Aschenbeck draws the walk. And they'll bring a blue cardy now.
Pitcher number 19, Luke Hardy.
Hardy 1-3 with the single. And pitch taken for a ball. 1-0. And next pitch taking 4 strike. 1 ball, 1 strike.
Oh!
Strike called. Hardy.
Say what, he came with that curveball, Doug, and yeah. It just kind of froze Luke and broke it on that outside corner.
1-2. Swung and a miss. Throw down the second, and he's in there safely. Hardy strikes out, but Aschenbeck in there with a stolen base.
And great jump by Ethan over there.
And Blusenega, the batter.
Left fielder, number 6,
Blusenega. Blue, what a single his last at bat.
Pitches a strike call, 0-1. Pitch taken for a ball, 1-1.
You know what? The umpires did a good job tonight.
I think so.
Give the guys credit. They've done a great job.
Outside of ball, and it's 2-1.
Doc would be jumping on me now. What are you giving him credit for?
Yeah, strike called, 2-2.
We burn their britches a lot. We got to give them credit sometimes. Yeah.
And outside for a ball, runner going. Throw down a third, and he's safe.
Hey, he got under it.
Another stolen base for Aschenbeck. Time is called. And ball four. Sinega draws the walk. And that'll bring up Landry Mendoza.
Second baseman, number 9, Landry Mendoza.
And Mendoza sends this one fly ball back to center. And center fielder hauls it in for out number 3. And so in the inning, the Cubs do come up with four runs. And they now lead this one 7-3 as we go to the top of the 7th inning. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linke Welding. Visit KorthandLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
All right, as we move along here to the bottom, or excuse me, top half of the seventh inning, and Luke Hardy warming up. And he will be looking at the 9-1 and 2 hitters for Friendswood, Jackson Black, Charlie Moore, and Noah Nelson. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you here. It's been a wild night here at the ballpark. So glad you could be with us. And so glad to be back here at Fireman's Park. And Jackson Black to lead things off. And first pitch from Hardy. And hit him. And so that'll put a runner aboard. Not what we wanted there.
Friendswood designated hitter number 15, Charlie Moore.
And so Charlie Moore, the batter now. Moore singled and scored a run his last time up. He is 1-for-3 in the game. Pitch taken for a strike. That was three outs away from getting victory here tonight. Oh, one from Hardy. Bounced up there, a ball. Good block there by Tucker. Of course, coming up tomorrow, we got Brenham Cubette softball coming your way. We'll have the news early tomorrow. The 5 o'clock news will be moved up to 4 o'clock, and then 4:35 pregame with the Cubettes of the Giddings Lady Buffaloes tomorrow night. And pitch up and in a ball. And I'm going to say throw down at first. They said he's safe back in. And then tomorrow night after the polls close at section, close at 7, then we've got live election returns right here on KWHI. And then we'll have select games from the Brenham Alumni Tournament this coming weekend. Pitches outside for a ball. And it's a 3-1 count on Charlie Moore. Jackson Black hit by a pitch to lead off the inning, and now Moore trying to join him on base. And ball four, and a walk by Hardy. And now that'll bring up Noah Nelson. And it's going to bring a visit out to the mound.
We do have someone in the bullpen, Doug.
Okay. And Hardy, he's throwing a lot of pitches tonight, so he may be getting to his limit.
I don't think the hook is there just yet. That's Coach Spivey.
So. Yeah. I think this is more of a pep talk and game strategy situation. And plus, Luke, too, even back during his little league days, he's always been a competitor.
Number 12,
And the other thing here, you don't want to let it get too far out of hand.
Right.
So nobody out. The key here is getting out somewhere.
Exactly. Pitch is picking for a ball.
And I know Luke would like to get the complete game. Coach Wheaton would love for him to have the complete game.
Yeah. Not have to use anybody else. And next pitch taken for a ball, and it's 2-0.
And what, you're that middle part of the batting order here, too.
So. Yeah. Sent a high pop over to left. Center fielder coming over as well. And Ashabelle didn't get it. And not sure what happened because Ashabelle and Tobago were both there.
Yeah, I love Ethan on that one, but, you know, Sinega had the eye on the ball. He was called off by Ethan.
And so that loads the bases now. And brings up Caden Wells. So now for the Cubs, fourth play is at home. Or at this point with a four-run lead, and they could get a double play here, trade two outs for a run.
I sure don't want a grand salami here.
No. Swing and a miss, and it's an 0-1 count.
He's had control of Wells all evening.
This one pop foul, and it's 0-2. Hardy rares pack and fires it in there, and that one in the hole. Hart flip one, fire two, double play. The run scores, but they do get two outs of the play. Hart to Mendoza over to first to Steele.
Tell you what, great job there by Dalton Hart, fielding the ball cleanly. Just a little soft pitch to Landry. The hard throw to first, I tell you what, it was bang, bang.
Now, the run did score, so it's now a 7-4 game. But now two outs in the inning, so they just have to get Landon McGuire here, and McGuire's 0-for-3. Ground out and two strikeouts.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a morale boost when you get that double play with the bases loaded. Mm-hmm. Ow.
And that's a base hit, and that'll score another run. That'll make it a 7-5 game. And now Ryan Chisholm, the batter.
Second baseman number 4, Ryan Chisholm.
Tell you what, they don't give up, do they?
No, they do not.
Well, typical Brenham Friendswood game.
Yep. And pitch taken for a ball, 1-0.
We've said it all evening long.
And right now it's gut check time for Luke Hardy. The 1-0, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1.
Good lively fastball there from Luke.
And 1-2, so now Friendswood down to the final strike. Runner first, two down. Hardy's pitched to Chisholm. And that one is going to be set up to rush it back in. That is out number three. And so they do come up with a couple of runs, but the Cubs hold on here. They win this one 7-5, your final score. And so that will take us to the post game. And our, let's see, this broadcast of Brenham Cup Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The post game show made possible by Woodman Life, Gilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, the Paint Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walshick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Holy Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Coaches Insurance Agency, DDM Pipe and Seal, Wingstop, and TNA Services. Back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express Light Bulb Moment. When's the last time you checked your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors? These small devices are lifesavers. But did you know they have a lifespan? They require regular battery checks and should be completely replaced every 8 to 10 years. At Gilmore Electric Express, we can test, replace, or install detectors in code-compliant locations to make sure your home is protected. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
These tractors are the benchmark of real utility. New Holland Workmaster Series 55, 65, and 75. Tractors from WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy bring together high utility and lower ownership costs to maximize your productivity. With up to 75 horsepower, a power shuttle, and less maintenance and downtime, you'll get more done faster. Add in an all-weather cab with seating for two, and you've got a tractor that delivers real value. See a Workmaster utility tractor today at WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy. WC Tractor, now with six convenient locations to serve you. Find them at wctractor.com.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
So, how's the new job?
Love it, but it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for your life insurance and financial security for your family.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
All right, and we welcome back to Fireman's Park and our postgame show. Joining us now on the postgame show, our starting pitcher for tonight, Luke Hardy. And Luke, congratulations on this win
here.
Thank you. Yeah, of course, anytime we play Friendswood, it seems like it's always something like this.
Ever since my freshman year, it's always been a great game, and we've always wanted to win really bad. So it feels really good
to win. And going out there tonight, your teammates playing some pretty good defense there behind you this evening. And but of course the big moment coming bottom of the sixth inning, Mr. Benke there with a huge grand slam. I imagine I can only imagine how excited y'all were in the dugout.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we were jumping. I mean, I'm sure the radio could hear us. We were screaming. I almost lost my voice. It was an exciting moment, and I mean, it was a great swing.
Yeah, and of course, as we said, big win for you guys tonight. Now coming up this weekend, y'all got the annual alumni tournament, and that's always a fun time.
Yes,
and
sir, it's very
get
fun
to see some more great competition too.
Yes, sir.
And and we're gonna let Drake come in. And Luke,
yes, sir.
Congratulations on
sir.
The win tonight,
thank
and let's
you, thank
go
you.
Get him this weekend.
Yes, sir.
All right, and Drake Benke now gonna come join us on the post game.
Yes, sir. Thank
and,
you.
Yeah, and what a win tonight. I know you guys see the face this team every year in non-district, and I know they had to feel pretty good to get the win over them because they're a tough team.
Yes, sir. They always have a good team. They always have really good lineup pitchers. They did tonight. You know, they've gotten better of us the last couple of years, but, you know, felt like we were right there. We have a really good team this year, and, you know, we made the plays to win tonight against a good team, which is what I'm most proud about.
Yeah, and tonight you had the big blow of the game, the grand slam there. And take us through that bat. What happened there?
Yes, sir. You know, Luke, first off, he did a good job of getting us that position 3-3 in later innings. He did a really good job there. Did a really good job the whole entire night. But, you know, it's a good pitcher. He's upper 80s. We were able to battle through some at-bats, did what we wanted to do. Got runners in a position to where, you know, they kind of – I knew that they were going to have to attack me, especially in the zone. So I got to 1-1, and, you know, I was just looking for a pitch that I could really drive, especially in the air. And, you know, I got one and put a good swing on it. But, you know, it was a culmination of just a good inning of at-bats and a good game overall.
Yeah, and also helps, too, with your teammates in front of you getting on base.
For sure. I mean, we put together good at-bats all night. They had two really good arms. That's why we love playing them. They always have good arms. And, you know, you're always not going to square up the ball, always not going to get hits, but it's just, you know, stacking the bats on top of each other. And, you know, in that inning, we got base runners. And, you know, they did the easy job.
Yep.
They did the hard job. They did the hard job.
And now you guys get ready for the alumni tournament this weekend and some more good competition coming your way. And I know y'all are ready for it.
Yes, sir. You know, this is probably the most important tournament. It's right before district. So, you know, you really want to be fine-tuned before then. But, you know, we're going to, you know, put our best foot forward while being smart, you know, making sure that we're best prepared for College Station next week. I mean, it's important to win games in this tournament. It's always important to win. But, you know, just trying to get set up for next week especially.
All right, Drake, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Congratulations again on the win tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
And now we're going to get Coach Wheaton in here. And, Coach, how about this win tonight?
Yeah, that was a big one. That felt good. And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. We start with Luke Hardy. He comes out there, gives you seven quality innings, and I mean, he just battled the entire way.
Yeah, I think he built off the last start in Louisiana against Barb, landing the slider. The changeup was really good tonight. You know, tried to make it tough on us there at the end, hitting the leadoff guy in the sixth and the seventh. But what a great job by our defense picking up a double play there in the seventh. And you know, Hardy, it just lights out, man. That's the kind of effort and kind of starts we're going to need to have the results that we want to have in this district.
Yeah, and a couple of key plays, Dalton Hart over there at shortstop in those final two innings, two tremendous plays.
Bunt, attacking it. You know, I looked at Joe's and, like, that's a hit every time, you know. But great job by Dalton reading it off the turf. You know, we tell those guys if it hits the turf, you come flying in. And he did just that, got to it quick, and make one of the toughest throw when you're on the run like that against the grain across your body. And he threw a strike, and that was such a big play with the runner on third to leave him out there with two outs.
And then, of course, Benke delivers you the big blow of the game, the huge grand slam, and looked like he knew it was gone the minute first crack of the bat.
He got it, and good job by our hitters and Braden Steele. Getting a tremendous bunt down. You know, Finke, the bat before that, hits a hot shot in their shortstop, makes a great play. Spins, throws a guy out at the plate, but, you know, you got your three hole up and Drake Benke, 4-year starter, face of the program, and that's who you want in that moment. And, man, you know, he got a great swing off.
Yep. Now you guys move on to the last stop before district, the alumni tournament, and got some old favorites coming in. I was looking at teams like Willis and Magnolia West.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And then Robstown, which I can remember back when I was in high school, that used to be they used to be regulars here.
Yeah, so it's actually my college pitching coach my senior year at Corpus as the head coach at Robstown now. So he still lived down there. It's his first year on the job. He feels good about his group. You know, they beat a good Bernie champion team, almost beat a Sinton team. So he'd been calling me for a couple years, finally pulled the trigger. So Robstown and obviously Magnolia West and Willis are great programs right now in 6A, making runs at it. And we just hope the weather stays good for the weekend.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. Congratulations again on the win.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right, Coach Chase Wheaton joining us along with Drake Benke and Luke Hardy. Let's take another 2-minute break and be back with more of the postgame.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
And back we go. Time to take a look at the final stats for tonight. And for the Brenham Cubs, Dalton Hart, he was 2-for-4 with a single, a double, and 2 runs scored. Owen Finke was 0-for-3. He did reach in a fielder's choice and a walk and also scored a couple of runs. Drake Behnke was 2-for-3. And a walk, an RBI single, and then, of course, the big blow, a grand slam. Ethan Aschenbeck, 0-for-2 with 2 walks. Luke Hardy was 1-for-4 with a single. Blue Sinega on base 3 times, reached on an error, a single, and a walk. Landry Mendoza, 0-for-3, but did have a bases-loaded walk. Brody Tucker, 2-for-3 with 2 singles. And then Braden Steele, 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. As we said, Luke Hardy went the distance, got the win, and we are going to take another break. And when we come back, we'll name our John Breeden star of the game after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
And home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubet softball teams.
All right, and it's time now to name our John Breeden star of the game. And, TL, who are we going with tonight?
I tell you what, we really did. There were a couple of guys that really stood out, but I tell you what, it's real hard not to give it to a guy that hits a grand slam and puts you up 7-3. But you had a great piece of hitting from Drake Behnke this evening.
Yeah.
Had an RBI earlier in the ball game with a single, and came up there in the bottom of six with the bases loaded. Got a pitch in the wheelhouse, and he did what he needed to do with a grand slam. Drake Behnke, our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game, sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham, for State Farm Good Neighbor Service Insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Waltrip Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Waltrip brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at waltripconstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Waltrip Construction with your building projects. Waltrip Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
There's a big deal going on at Whataburger. Our new Big Ranch Wrap is just $3 with a crispy chicken strip, buttermilk ranch, cheese, and fresh veggies in a warm tortilla. Or for $4, go bigger with 5 premium Wada chicken bites. Or go bigger than big with a bacon cheese Whataburger Jr. with fresh 100% beef and melty cheese for just $5. Add fries and a drink for just $2.49. Now that's a big deal. The Wada Deal. Now at Whataburger. For a limited time at participating locations. Download the app.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, and back we come here one more time to Fireman's Park and the Brenham Cubs. Get the victory here over Friendswood tonight. 7-5, the final score. And a great outing by Luke Hardy. Just battled his way the whole game. And, of course, the big moment, the Drake Behnke home runs. Great plays by Dalton Hart in the field. Made for a fun night here at the ballpark.
Oh, no doubt about it, Doug. You couldn't have said it any better than what you did. All in all, it was just a good all-around performance by the Brenham Cup baseball team this evening. And, you know, good to see Luke Hardy win that home opener for the Cubs this year. Mm-hmm. So what a great game for – I mean, just all in all, a great ball game, a very entertaining ball game for both you and I. So yep. Congratulations to Coach Wheaton and his team.
And that's going to do it for us here tonight. I want to thank Sandy back at the studios for her always great job on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, big thank you to our sponsors who make the broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.
Play ball!
made possible by Woodman Life, Gilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, The Paint Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walchick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Cody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Coaches Insurance Agency, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wingstop, and TNA Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.